Today, we're going to talk about the mind-body connection or the synergy of mind-body. You are not just your body. You are a spirit. You possess a soul, which is your will, your mind, and your emotions, and you live in a physical body. What is happening in your physical body right now is impacted by what is going on in your mind. Those two are not separate. So today we are going to talk about how you can leverage this area and be able to help you age with vitality, with happy hormones, happy gut, more energy, and really showing up every single day your best self, just by leveraging the mind body and learning the synergy of those two so that you can feel your best. So stick around because you're not going to want to miss it. Welcome to Health, Healing, and Holiness. I'm your host, Kristen Owens, daughter of the king, mom of three, and 3 decades in the health industry. I've learned not only the importance of building healthy foundations with simplicity, but also making heavenly principles the ultimate foundation for success. Let me guess, you're a goal-getter, ambitious, driven, and your health has suffered, and your relationship with Christ, well, it almost feels non-existent. Let's not talk about skipping meals, drive-through runs, and caffeine to get you going. No need to worry, sister. I have the solutions for you. It's time to prioritize health and holiness as your success strategy. It's all about healthy, simple foundations that can change everything. I mean everything. Ditch difficult, embrace ease with a dash of Godspiration. Grab your hot bevy, hit play, and let the good vibes and Holy Spirit wisdom flow. Let's dive in. Welcome back. I'm so glad you joined me today because this topic is something that is so important for you to understand when it comes to living in your healthiest body. We cannot underestimate the power of the mind. Science has proven over and over again. Research continues to come out to show how the mind indirectly impacts the health of the physical body. We are not just a physical body. We are spirit and we are mind as well. These two, mind and spirit, actually impact your physical body. So when you're looking for change within an area of your body, so whatever it is that you want to improve, okay, let's just take energy for example. We naturally look to the building blocks of that part of the physical body, right? We look at, you know, making sure we get better sleep. You know, as a nutritionist, this is what I've been teaching for so many years. You know, how are your hormones? You know, what are you sensitive to? What are the foods you're eating or not eating? Are you getting outside? All the things that are good, but we often really misinterpret how important our mind plays. And that's what we're going to talk about today and in this entire series because it is powerful. Now, what we need to make a priority is how we can heal and how you can grow in your spirit and mind. Because these two areas, when we make a priority along with your physical, the physical work that you're doing, will change everything. We just can't focus on physical alone. So when we talk about health, we're also talking about your relationships. We're talking about your, hormones. We're talking about your wealth story. We're talking about your, you know, finances. We're talking about relationships, everything. It goes back to what is going on in our mind, which was what we're going to talk about today. So this is why scripture says, renew your mind. Take every thought captive and think on things that are good and lovely and pure, not those things that are the things that are keeping you stuck. So my question for you is, what are you thinking about when it comes to your health? What are you actually thinking about? Are you thinking about how your cells are becoming healthier? Are you thinking about how horrible you feel or how you just don't have the energy or the desire to meal prep or whatever it might be? What are you thinking about? Because it actually will come about because your mind is that powerful. And then what happens is your words start to align with what your thoughts are. And many times your thoughts are actually, you know, are coming out into your words. So in this series, we're going to look at the mind-body synergy and how you can leverage it to become your best in all areas of your life. We're going to talk about, in the next episode, breaking the chronic stress cycle. This is super important for long-term health and vitality. It's required to listen and know your body and when and how your body responds to stress. We're going to look at rewiring your mind, how to do that by rewiring your brain and creating new neural networks. And we're going to look at a toolkit for your daily life. This information will change your life. This is why women come to me. They work in my community to be able to have me help them to implement this, because you can do this yourself, but we can't underestimate having somebody working with us one-on-one to help us stay accountable, to help us see what maybe you can't see yourself. So today, let's look further at how the body-mind are connected and how you can gain an edge on your health, your business, and your life. The mind and body operate as one via the vagus nerve, which actually affects all other body systems, okay? Really important. We'll talk about the vagus nerve down the road. However, this is the highway that connects the body and mind. So what's going on in the body starts in the mind. And what's happening in the mind will actually affect the body, as I've already mentioned. So when you want to change what's happening in your health, let's first, number one, pray. We always need to make sure that we're praying because God is our healer, number one. And then we want to begin to onboard our mind, okay? The body mind is actually comprised of our thoughts, our memories from way back, even in childhood, our beliefs about something because of our memories from childhood and the beliefs that we developed back then, but also beliefs that we just developed within the last 5 years, 10 years, and influenced by our external environment through perception of the world via our senses, our five senses. Our bodies have the extraordinary ability to heal and repair, rebuild, and transform. Each cell is a living individual. It has its own life and functions. Each cell does, and we have trillions of them, but interacts with other cells in the nature of community. Cells love community. God made us as humans to be around community, and our cells are exactly the same. The cool thing is we can use our mind as part of the healing protocol, of our healing protocol. So prayer, mindset, the physical tools, and there's a lot of pieces under each of those. Now, in the science of epigenetics, there's evidence that we no longer are victims of our genes. Okay, so we're no longer victims of our genes. So way back when in the medical world, it was said that our genes are what determine everything. But what epigenetics has shown us through the science of epigenetics is 5% is gene, okay? So there's a saying that goes, genes load the gun, lifestyle pulls the trigger. Our lifestyle is everything, and part of that lifestyle is, what do we believe? What do we think about our health? You know, if you're dealing with something in your body right now, ask yourself, are you focusing on that? It's easy to focus on it, of course it is, but it's also, we'll talk about this after, about just really taking that responsibility and the steps, and this is why I work with women, because we need that help. Almost that someone holding your hand to be your partner to help you go through reprogramming your neural pathways. That changes everything. So we can change our environment by simply changing our perceptions of our environment. Simply by the perceptions of our environment. So let me say it again. We can change our environment by simply changing our perceptions of our environment. So knowing this, how then can you begin to utilize your mind to heal, increase your energy, and overall vitality, your energy, just the joy for your life? First, number one, we need to focus on awareness, okay? Awareness is key. What are the thoughts and beliefs that you have when it comes to your health, your life, your aging, and money, and relationships? Because if I said health and you went, then what that's saying is there's some beliefs around there that we need to work on. So number one, self-awareness is key. We need to be mindful of what we're thinking. Number two, take responsibility. No amount of willpower, positive thinking will be sufficient to override the mental programs in the unconscious mind, the subconscious. We need to be aware then to instill new patterns via the conscious mind. So consciously, we take charge of our mindset, right? You consciously take charge of your mindset. But unconsciously is what we need to reprogram. So let's talk about action steps. These unconscious programs are running in the background 95 to 97% of the time. Only 3% is conscious. So your conscious thinking is only 3%. This is why paying attention to words you speak is so important. So those negative thoughts around the words I asked you before, like health and money and relationships, are generally based on fears, not facts, right? It's an old program. So if you're thinking negatively when I say, you know, how's your health? What do you think about your health? What do you think about aging, finances? Think about your first reaction. Okay, they're based on fears, not actual facts. So the reason why you feel that way is because of programming that is set in from the past, from situations you've gone through, the way that you see things, and we need to reprogram that. So number one, I want you to catch the negative self-talk. Okay, so I want you need to be very intentional about your negative self-talk. Number two, challenge its validity and relevance to who you are really working to become. Okay, you got to challenge that validity because they're not, it's just the stories that we're telling ourselves. Number three is changing the outdated beliefs into positive and empowering ones. Okay, we got to change them over. We got to go from the unconscious programs, changing them into new conscious ones so that we naturally just start to behave and act and speak, and everything is related to the new programs. Because every thought affects every cell within your body. I'll say that again. Every thought affects every cell in your body. Now, if you know you need support in this area because you've tried it yourself and you've got the programs, you bought the books, but you're not too much further ahead than what you were before, or maybe you're a little bit further, I'd love for you to take up my special offer of $97 for a 60-minute session. Y'all, that is a deal, okay? Because typically, and now that's like half price of what I typically charge per hour. And I don't even really work with people hourly because one session, we can tackle one issue that you're having and focus on that. But really, it is over a period of time, like a 90-day period of time is really where solid change happens. However, I wanted to give this opportunity for those of you that have never worked with me before to be able to take me up on that offer so that you can start seeing change and experience what working with somebody helping you through this is actually like. So we're going to dive in deeper into an issue you've been having within your health specifically. It can be other areas because those areas are impacting your health, but you can kind of tell me the story And I will equip you with tools so that you can reprogram your old beliefs that is attached to what's going on in this issue to new neural networks. And it's powerful. So what you're going to do is you're going to email me. The link is below in the description. And I will send you a form for you to fill out, and then we can set a time. But I want to thank you for listening to this podcast, and I want to invite you to share this with somebody that you know. Share it on your social media. There's so many women that need to hear this message. And I would love for you to give us a review, because that way we can reach more people that need to hear this message. So until next time, may you be in great health, even as your soul prospers. See you next time. If this podcast inspired, encouraged, or blessed you in any way, the number one way you can help me is share with a friend or fellow entrepreneur. Number two, leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. And number three, take a screenshot of this episode and share on your social channels. And make sure you tag me at Kristen Owens Wellness so I can share on mine. And we can help more people together. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.